Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome to the first in this new series of Just a Minute. And we're delighted to have our four regular, most experienced and most skilled players of the game here. Clement Freud, Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo. They have to speak, if they can, for just 60 seconds on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. Kenneth, the subject is the first of a new series. You have just a minute, and you start now.
Well, the first of a new series, I would very much like all those people listening to be able to see this team sitting so composedly with an audience full of rapt attention, listening to these pearls of wisdom that are going to fall from our lips. As we belong to the EEC, it will be appropriate.
Clement Freud has chucked.
Repetition of E.
Clement, you get a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject, and there are 43 seconds left. The first of a new series starting now.
One of the most pleasant things about being in on the first of the new series is that one can sit here quietly and appreciate the full beauty of...
Peter Jones.
If you sit there quietly, you can't play this game.
That's a very good challenge, isn't it?
Seems reasonable.
Let me give you a point for a good challenge, Peter, and you take over the subject, and there are 32 seconds left, the first of a new series starting now.
Yes, it's nice to look at the rest of the artists who are participating because...
Clement Freud is challenged.
If you sit there looking at the rest of the artists, you can't play this game.
Peter, I disagree with the challenge, so you get a point for that. And you have 27 seconds on the first of a new series, starting now.
It's difficult for me to describe them, except perhaps...
Derek Nimmo has challenged and your light came on.
I'd like to say, welcome to a new series.
And what is your challenge?
It isn't a challenge, I just want to say hello. I want to be nice and friendly.
Rob and I, thank you. I don't think that I can give you a bonus point.
I don't
for a
want
witty
one.
Challenge.
I don't want to. No charity. I just want to say hello.
As your challenge was incorrect and you interrupted Peter Jones, he naturally gets a point for that, and he continues with the subject. And there are 25 seconds left, starting now.
What can I say about these others?
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, all this. What can I say? And these beseechings and this repetition. I mean, he's already said it's nice to be here. I made all those points. I think the subject should be returned to me. I am, after all, the person who's entitled to have the first.
What was your challenge, Ken?
Well, a deviation.
Peter, you have another point and you have 22 seconds left. The first of a new series starting now.
Well, they are available. That's about all I can say about my fellow...
Derek Limmer's
repetition of say.
Yes, you did say before.
Yes, it's so long ago that I thought he'd probably have forgotten.
Yes, and it's jolly difficult, have you been interrupted yourself. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject, you have a point, and you have 18 seconds, the first of a new series starting now.
In 1964, I was present at the Wanderers Ground in South Africa to see the first of the new series. My goodness, what a series it turned out to be. The splendid team that we sent out that year, clad in their white...
Peter Jones.
A repetition of out. He said in 1953 he was out in South Africa
and he was out again there.
Absolutely right. Jolly's good. What a keen ear he's got.
5 seconds for you now, Peter Jones, on the first of a new series starting now.
Well, I would like to say, if it's the last thing I...
Kevin Troy challenged.
Oh, repetition of saying.
Yes, you did say before, and... Clement, you have 3 seconds on the first of a new series starting now.
I'd love to.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation. Didn't start quickly enough at all. Terribly slow.
Not for you, Peter, but I'm afraid quite enough for the game. 2 seconds, Clement, on the first of a new series starting now.
And therefore I'd like to greet Izzy.
Derek Nimmo.
I haven't challenged.
It must have been a correct challenge because
well,
you said it was 2 seconds and he said nothing. First of all, it was 3 seconds.
Well, that's what I did. I pressed my buzzer a moment ago on the say it didn't go on. This time I just had a little tentative one.
So are you blaming your equipment because you're
falling
behind?
My buzzer's no good. I've got a faulty buzzer. How can you start a new series with a faulty buzzer? That's what I want to
know. Your buzzer. Bad workman always blames his tools.
Your buzzer's perfectly all right.
My buzzer's not working.
Now, my point is...
Yes, what's your point?
Clement had 3 seconds in which to make a speech.
Yes.
And I buzzed hesitation.
Yes.
He then said, now you've got 2 seconds.
But during that second, he said something.
What did he say? Nothing.
He did speak. He said a definite phrase. The full content I can't remember, but he did speak.
You're the chairman and you can't remember what the last speaker said?
It's going to be a rotten series, I can tell you.
You know, his buzzer isn't working. You can't remember. What chance have we got?
We won't have a chance in hell if you keep up this much longer. Right, Peter. Shut up.
I haven't said anything.
He's losing his nerve.
I'm not surprised.
I said once the four
I
boys...
I want my buzzer to be repaired.
I said once the four boys get together, it's all against the chairman. Clement, you've been very, very restrained and very civilised. You have another point and 1 second to go, the first of a new series. Starting now.
The end of...
Clement Freud, your turn to begin. What to do with a hole in the donut? That is the subject that here Lester's thought of for you. So can you talk about what to do with the hole in the donut for 60 seconds, starting now?
It's pretty difficult to spend 60 seconds on discussing what to do with a hole in the donut, because when you said fill it, it is left only to discuss the methods of filling and the means whereby this could be effected. Jam is a very popular substance, but lemon curd or even cream has been known to be inserted into the midst of this mass of pastry before it is sugared and fried in deep fat. In the army, where people...
Peter Jones has challenged. Why?
Well, it isn't made of pastry. It's made of dough.
There's no...
dough nut. Made of dough.
Yeah, amazing, really. Clem left himself open there to that, because he's very busy on all this food business.
Exactly.
He laid himself open
It's probably classified as a pastry, but I think we give it to him because of the dough, don't you, Clement?
Yes.
Good. 30 seconds on what to do with a hole in the donut, Peter Jones, starting now.
Well, of course, quite apart from filling it with cream, flavoured or otherwise, you can peer through it at a number of things.
Clement Freud's challenge. Why?
Deviation. You really can't.
Well, if you lift a donut up to your eye, you can peer through it, because it's quite a large hole.
No, it doesn't come out the other side.
Oh, yes, you are thinking, you'll forget the round donuts and have a hole that go right through them. You can put them on your finger.
No, that is not a donut. That is a donut ring, which is quite another thing.
It's not a donut. A donut is a donut ring. But if it's not a donut,
I'm afraid Clement is quite right. The hole in the donut.
Yes, that's the same.
Donut rings, which are not doing it.
I think Kenneth put it perfectly well. Shut up, Kenneth. When he said it's not a donut, it's a donut ring. Peter Jones, you keep the subject, and there are 20 seconds on what to do with a hole in the donut, starting now.
You can thread raffia through a number of holes.
Influences challenge.
There is no question about this. Nobody would go round putting raffia through donuts. Rubbish in my life.
Kenneth,
you earlier on accused a member of this team of talking balderdash. You stood there and said it. Sat there, actually.
I didn't say anything. Peter Jones said, now listen, if you wanted to put a bit of raffia through a hole in a donut, you could have a wonderful party game there, holding it out and seeing who could bite the most out of it. Peter Jones, you have another point. And you have 17 seconds. And what to do with the hole in the donut, starting now?
And make a kind of necklace, which can be decorative and be very handy if you...
Kenneth wins the challenge.
Deviation. I've never seen anyone going around in it.
I've never seen anybody with a donut necklace, but it's perfectly possible if you were kinky and...
Out of your own mouth, you convicted yourself.
He has not deviated from the subject on the card, which is what to do with a hole in the donut. He's put raffia around it, and he's put it around his neck. He can do what he likes with it, providing he doesn't deviate from the subject. He has 11 seconds on what to do with a hole in the donut, Peter Jones, starting now.
It can be extremely helpful if you feel like a nibble and want to eat something before you take it off.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
The one thing you can't nibble is the hole in the donut.
You cannot nibble.
I didn't say you could eat the whole.
You did establish that.
You make a necklace of the donuts and then you nibble the donuts.
Try and wriggle out of it, Major. Try.
You are to the subject. Is what to do with the hole in the donut?
He's right. Derek Nimmo says I'm right.
Well, Derek Nimmo's against me entirely. You were talking about the subject is what to do with a hole in the donut, and you talked about eating. So you're either deviating from the subject or else you were being...
Well, naturally, you eat the hole with the rest of the donut. It's not done to ignore the hole and leave it at the side of the plate.
All right. They've both chalked up metaphorical points for cleverness and rapport and wit. Clement Freud, he has a point for a correct challenge. What to do with a hole in the donut, Clement? 4 seconds, starting now.
In the Royal Navy, there was a directive.
Kenneth Williams, a
deviation, Royal Navy has nothing to do with donuts. They have rum.
He hadn't got going. He has 2 seconds left on what to do with a hole in the donut, starting now.
Where's the Air Force?
Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, bands. Can you tell us something about that subject in the game, starting now?
Quite early on in my career, I formed the very first rock and roll band in Great Britain. It was called Dave Shand and his aforementioned band. And why I did this, because there was a film with Bill Haley and his Comets. It had just been released in Great Britain at that time. And I thought what a wonderful idea it would be if the English public could listen to this new, thrilling musical band. And that is what I did. And I went to the Lyceum Theatre in Newport and started by telling the people...
Peter Jones' challenge.
Well, he's two started and a number of other smaller words repeated.
Well, you don't need to rub it in, Peter. This one challenge is enough.
Well, it often isn't with you.
I agree with the challenge, Peter. You take over the subject of bands and there are 28 seconds left, starting now.
Now, Harry Roy had a wonderful band and so did Henry Hall. And they used to feature the...
Clement Freud challenge.
Henry Hall's wasn't that wonderful, was
it? But it's still not deviation because some people thought he was quite good. The subject is still bands. It's still with you, Peter. There are 22 seconds left, starting now.
Lou Stone had one. That used to play from the Kit Kat Club, and Morris Winnick was another great leader in this era. But perhaps still best of all was the man who happily is still with us.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of still. Still with us, still leading his musician.
Yes, what a miserable challenge, but it's perfectly correct.
It's either repetition or it's not. Why should it be miserable if it's the word...
Well, I always remark, I did the same thing to Clement Freud.
He's absolutely right, because he's right. No, it's miserable because he's singling out... You see, you're picking on tiny little words, which are essential, really, in usage, ordinary usage. Whereas really repetition's about using a word which is singular in some fashion. He's been doing it, too. Well, it drags everything down. Boring if you keep on nitpicking like that. I quite agree with you, Nicholas. I think you've got a very good point there.
What's come over him? Thank you very much, Kenneth. I'm overwhelmed. And Peter Jones has... Oh, no, I'm sorry, Derek. It was a correct challenge, so you actually do have the subject. 4 seconds on bands, starting now.
Ted Heath, Jack Parnell. They are some of the names that come to my mind.
So, Derek Nimmo has taken the lead at the end of that round. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, naval displays. Will you tell us something about them in the game, starting now?
Well, mostly, I suppose, they're concerned with boats and ships messing about in the...
This challenge, yes.
I thought it was pause, the hesitation.
There was, yes. I don't give you one of the subject, actually. There are 53 seconds for you to talk about naval displays, Kenneth, starting now.
The finest naval display you would ever see is when I get out my navel. And I have a very special thing, which I got through the post, called a belly button brush. And it does the job marvellously, really getting into all the nooks and crannies. And I feel every bit of satisfied as knocking the head off a boiled egg and feeling that another nationalised industry has been returned to its rightful owners. Because after all, people have got no right to take these things over. The government's stepping. What does that mean to us? I don't blame them. I went over there, I said to one of them, you more power to your elbow, mate. I said, because as far as I'm concerned, the best thing they can all do is to down...
Clement, why have you challenged?
It was a long way away from naval displays.
It was. He got as far as his elbow at one point.
Clement Freud has a legitimate challenge with 4 seconds to go on naval displays starting now.
The whole fleet lit up were the words that...
They were the words of that unfortunate commentator, who shall be nameless for obvious reasons. Kenneth, the subject is rules, which we have in this show, which I try and interpret, and there's 1 minute to talk about them, starting now.
Rules are made to be broken by geniuses. Michelangelo is a case in point. So, of course, is John McEnroe, and I am among this group. As well. Rules exist.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
I think he's in the McEnroe group. I don't think he's in the
Michelangelo group. All right, what do I do? Give Peter a bonus point because we enjoyed his challenge and leave the subject with Kenneth, but a point because he was interrupted. 47 seconds are left with you, Kenneth, on rules starting now.
I went to a restaurant called Rules in Maiden Lane and saw in a tiny alcove, almost hidden from public view, 2 people having what was obviously a tete-a-tete. Oh.
Which of course in France means my bra's too tight. Clement Freud got in first for the challenge, and which we all know what it was. Tate and Rules is back with you, Clement, and our 32 seconds... No, it's not back with you. It's the first time you've spoken on Rules. 32 seconds are left, starting now.
This is the first time I've spoken on Rules, and I'm very pleased and grateful to be given this opportunity. We in Westminster, who move in the circles of government, spend much time on Rules and...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
He doesn't move in the circles of government. He's in opposition, deviation.
It was either a wish fulfillment or he foresaw the future. So, Derek, we give it to you with 18 seconds on rules, starting now.
The rules of just a minute supposedly are that you can't deviate, hesitate, or repeat yourself. There are, however, all kinds of other rules which our chairman invents from time to time. Now, when is the
repetitive... Clement Freud challenged.
I think time to time is...
I think so, yes. It's as bad as tete-a-tete, I think.
And 5 seconds are left for you, Clement, on rules, starting now.
In football, it is, for instance, essential to have one man between you and the goal.
Well, with the subject of rules, Clement Freud has surged ahead, and it's also his turn to begin. The subject is my forebears. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
My forebears were called Desmond, Montmorency, Charles and Fred. And they were hooked on Goldilocks and adored honey. In fact, they ate more of that sweetmeat than any other bears that I've come across. My children, when they came home from work at night, used to say, "Will you tell us a story about your forebears?" And I would sit down and say, "Once upon a time, there were 4 bears. They were called Charles, Sonia, Deirdre. It was a different story from the one that I was telling you before. And they adored it. In fact, some of them stopped, went onto the unemployment register simply so they could stay in the sitting room or lounge of the house and listen to other recantations of an animal nature such as this. The 4 bears that I had were a grandfather, mother, uncle...
Oh, a tremendous effort, and almost teetering on the brink of pausing, Clement Freud kept going, and with great forbearance from the other three, he spoke for 60 seconds without being interrupted. He gets a point for speaking as the whistle went, and a bonus point for not being interrupted. Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is cheek. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
This is something which we all have four of. Two in the lower extremity and the same number in the higher. Now, if you turn the other cheek in a biblical sense, it means that instead of asking for an eye for a year or a tooth...
Kevin Boyle's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. He was struggling so well there, Derek, to get out of it, but eye for a year. Fantastic. 42 seconds, as Clement has the subject of cheek now, starting
very
now.
Good, eh? Cheek is when someone of diminished responsibility goes to the British Broadcasting Corporation and elects to be chairman of a panel game on the basis that he might have some idea of how to control people whose multisyllabic words he doesn't understand, whose meaning he is unable to comprehend, and whose hours and time he is unable to keep. I've now said unable three times, and because nobody's interrupted me, only...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, I'm not interrupting, because I'm enjoying it.
Another reason that you weren't interrupted is no one could hear it, because Kenny was making the audience laugh so much. So, Peter, what was your challenge?
Deviation.
What of?
He mentioned something three times.
Repetition of unable. Right, Peter, what? You take over the subject of cheek, and there are 15 seconds left, starting now.
It'll get you a long way. I had an uncle who took me to the pictures once during the war at the Empire Leicester Square, which had a notice above the box office which said, forces half price. He put down half the money, and he said, Secret Service, and they let him in.
But Clement Freud challenged before the payoff. So, Clement, what was it?
A repetition of half.
Yes, I'm sorry, Peter. Good story. 4 seconds before the end, you were interrupted. Cheek is back with Clement. And what cheek as well, starting now.
Sideburns are things that grow all the way down.
Well, they all got points in that round, but Kenneth Williams is still in the lead, one ahead of the second, which is Clement Freud. And, Kenneth, you also begin the next round. The subject is stopping hiccups. Can you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
You must alter the rhythms that have been established in the suspiratory diaphragm. So, consequently, you must breathe in a different way. One of the best tips I can give you is to inhale deeply and then recite a long piece, such as the old order changes the replacement new and God fools himself in many ways as one good custom should corrupt the world. Comfort thyself, what comfort is in me? I have lived my life, and that which I have done may he within himself make pure, but thou.
Peter Jones has challenged.
You'd be better off with the hiccups.
We give Peter Jones a bonus point for his delightful remark and also another point for a correct challenge because he deviated from hiccups onto a recitation of a poem which we couldn't understand. And Peter, you have 23 seconds on stopping hiccups starting now. Yes, Kenneth, you challenged.
What is the... How does the subject get taken away from me? What is the grudge?
Because you deviated from hiccups. You were just reciting something.
On the contrary, I was describing a remedy and he...
I know, but your remedy
went... He didn't challenge. He said you'd be better off with the hiccups. He didn't express a challenge. He was just making a funny remark and the audience...
I thought his humour was
very comic. I don't find it funny. I've come all the way from Blackpool, and I'm not here to be made fun of. Do you think I'm some object of ridicule? Do you think that's what I am?
Yes. Yes.
Can we put that to the audience?
Well, he obviously has done.
I mean, as chairman, it is my very difficult decision to mind make judgments and decisions. And my decision that you were deviating.
And you just said he was a very good chairman, didn't you, Kenny?
Yeah, I did, I know.
But those thoughts in any panelist's mind amongst these four never last for very long, I've noticed. So, Peter, you still have 23 seconds on the subject of stopping hiccups, starting now.
Well, you can try and drink a glass of water when you're standing on your head. But I remember when my little daughter had it, she was so badly affected by these hiccups that I suddenly decided to give her a surprise, and I pretended to have a heart attack. And it was so realistic and so mind-boggling that she was terribly upset. She did have the...
Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject pleasantries, starting now.
Well, there are those little things, not exactly jokes or even quips, but...
Derek Nemo challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Derek. You have a correct challenge and you have 53 seconds on pleasantries starting now.
Bob, hello, fruit. How frightfully nice to see you. It is a lovely day. Oh, my goodness me. Isn't it a long time since we last met? What a jokey chap you are. I know, Freddy, Bertie boy. You're looking absolutely marvellous. Mary, how is your cousin George? Oh, I do remember Auntie Mabel last time she came across to the north side of the channel. I do think it's quite simply lovely.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
What? Absolutely right.
He did say it quite a lot, didn't he? Clement, you have a point and 31 seconds for pleasantries starting now.
Come and have tea with me and listen to my doilies is the sort of bit...
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Deviation? You can't listen to a doily. Held an intelligent conversation with a doily in my life.
No.
Doilies are under cakes, aren't they?
Yes.
Way, I've never talked to one.
Or next to carts.
Oh, you mean doily cart. Oh, I see. Oh, you mean you know the family.
Well, Kenneth, we would like to hear from you. And I think the doilies does sound like doilies, and I don't think many people talk about Doily Cart as doilies, and Mr. Doily Cart himself would be turned into his grave at the thought of it. So, Kenneth, we'll give it to you and say that you have 26 seconds on pleasantries, starting now.
They range from watcher cock, which, of course, is pretty rude in the sense of crude, not in any...
Oh, Derek Nemo's challenged.
Rude.
Very rude. But as it's the last
round... It was repetition.
It was repetition, but it's the last round, and you couldn't possibly win, even
if
you
kept... I didn't repeat.
Going.
I said rude in the sense of crude. Where's the repetition, theory?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wash your ears out.
I thought he said rude twice.
I thought I didn't, you great fool. I mean, I don't know why he's sitting over there. Why don't I give him an hearing aid?
Well, three of us. I'm afraid most of the audience thought you said rude twice.
No.
You don't have to shout for him like that. Even if he said rude twice, I was still going to leave it with him for the end of the show. Because he started, we want you to finish. Pleasantries, 19 seconds, starting now.
Let all the rest depart, and only some several dukes and I shall in this stately conclave make departure, and thus with all our minds on one intent shall know... I said shall twice.
Going. Clement Freud, what have you challenged for?
Three shells.
All right, we have to give it to you because it's a correct challenge. There are 6 seconds on pleasantries starting now.
In the evening, when the lights are dim and my mouth...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Peter, you have 3 seconds on pleasantries starting now.
I threw the money on the bed and I said to the girl's father...
Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. We've really enjoyed playing it. I've even enjoyed them being rude to me for once. It only remains for me to say on behalf of all four of them, and, of course, the person who's been keeping the score, writing it down and blowing her whistle, and, of course, the man who invented the game, which means we keep working, and that is Ian Messiter, and our director, who also helps us to keep working by employing us, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. We hope you've enjoyed it and want to tune in again at the same time when we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye. Thank you.